The Gist, AI Controversy. The controversy over the ChatGPT brainstorming treatment session has made it clear that it's past time to take a deep dive into the pros and cons of ChatGPT, make sure it's being used as safely as possible, produce a page on how that's being done, and, from time to time, demonstrate how these AI engines respond to the queries. Yale immunologist Akiko Iwasaki, PhD, is right in the thick of things regarding long COVID and ME/CFS. The winner of many awards and a strong advocate for ME/CFS as well as long COVID, Iwasaki recently appeared on a Solve ME/CFS webinar, see the blog, and received the first Catalyst Award for her work on functional autoantibodies. The Catalyst Award provides funding to deepen work that's shown it's on the right track with ME/CFS. By binding to receptors on the cell surface, functional autoantibodies alter cell function. While not necessarily in a pathological way, they often produce pathological results. These autoantibodies often appear quickly after an infection, but then usually subside. In long COVID, however, many of them appear to remain. They're not necessarily the result of an infection. Numerous other factors, including stress, trauma, toxins, and drugs, can trigger a burst of autoantibody production. Dr. Iwasaki's recent preprint, entitled "A Causal Link Between Autoantibodies and Neurological Symptoms in Long COVID," emphasized the role neuroimmune interactions may be playing in long COVID-19. It found, for instance, that the autoantibodies seen in long COVID patients reacted almost entirely with central nervous system proteins and tissues. This follows a rather startling recent trend of studies that have pointed an arrow not at the muscles, cardiovascular system, or immune system in the periphery, the body, but directly and almost wholly at the brain. Thanks for listening.